Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a roller style base wobble route in Ableton Live 12. The goal is not to make a giant wobble lead. It's not a wobstep moment. It's a controlled, rolling bass movement that sits inside a D&B drop with attitude, pressure, and a clean low end. Think of this as a bass line that breathes with the drums. It leans forward, it pulses, it moves, but it stays disciplined. That matters because in roller D&B, the bass is there to reinforce the groove, not dominate it. If the movement gets too wide, too bright, or too chaotic, you lose the snap of the snare and the weight of the sub. So we're going for power with restraint. Start with the MIDI idea before you touch the sound design. Keep the note pattern simple on purpose. One or two root notes per bar is enough to begin with. Let the drums do the heavy lifting, and let the bass answer them. A classic starting point is a hit on beat one, then a short answer later in the bar. Maybe around the offbeat or just before the snare. You want movement, but you don't want a busy melody. What to listen for here is whether the bass leaves space for the snare backbeat. If the bass feels like it's talking over the drums, simplify it. In a roller, placement is usually more important than complexity. A plain pattern that sits perfectly can hit harder than an overwritten one. Now split the bass into two parts, sub and mid. Keep the sub completely clean and steady. Use something simple like operator with a sine-style tone, or a very clean wavy double patch. Make it mono, keep it focused, and don't give it any chorus, widening, or heavy effects. This is your anchor. The sub should feel boring in the best possible way. Steady, centered, trustworthy. Then build the mid-bass layer separately. This is where the wobble route lives. Use a synth with more harmonic content, like wavy double, operator, or analog, and make sure it has enough character to respond to filtering and saturation. If the source is too plain, the wobble won't read. If it already has some bite, the movement becomes audible without needing to overcook it. A really practical chain on the mid layer is synth, then auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8, and maybe a little compression if needed. That order matters. Shape the tone first, then add movement, then add harmonics, then clean up the result. Before we automate anything, set the mid-bass tone so it already feels alive. Use auto filter in low-pass mode and keep the cutoff somewhere sensible for the sound you've chosen. Don't slam it open right away. Start with a tone that feels closed enough to be moody, but open enough that when it moves, you can hear the phrase. What to listen for is this. Does the mid-bass still have body when filtered down? And does it still feel musical, not just dull? If it's too lifeless, bring back more harmonic content first. If it's too sharp, soften the source before you start carving EQ later. Now comes the core idea, the wobble route itself. Instead of relying on random LFO chaos, use rhythmic automation on the filter cutoff. That's where the roller feeling starts to come alive. You want the bass to open and close in a pattern that phrases with the drums. Sometimes that means a subtle one-bar or two-bar motion. Sometimes it means a deeper sweep at the end of the phrase. But the main thing is that the movement should feel intentional. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums already have energy. The bass doesn't need to create constant motion from scratch. It needs to lock into the pocket and give the groove some breathing shape. When the filter opens in the right place, especially near the snare tail or just after a drum gap, it can feel huge without being loud. A good starting approach is a tight, groove-locked wobble. Keep the motion subtle and repetitive. Let the cutoff dip and rise in a way that feels like it's breathing with the loop. If you want something more aggressive, you can open the range a bit more and make the movement more animated around pickups or transition moments. But if your drums are already busy, keep it tighter. If the arrangement is sparse, you can let the bass carry more of the energy. Now, if you want more precision, autopan can help on the mid layer. Keep the amount moderate and the rate sync to the groove. But be careful here. In D&B, movement in the low mids is good. Wide stereo spread in the wrong place is not. Never apply that kind of movement to the sub. The sub stays mono, always. Here's a useful check. Solo the bass, then bring the kick and snare back in immediately. If the wobble feels exciting on its own but the snare loses attack once the drums return, the movement is too much. Reduce the depth before you start reaching for EQ. That's a common mistake, and it's usually a motion problem before it's a tone problem. After the movement is working, use saturator on the mid-bass to make the wobble easier to hear on smaller systems. A little drive goes a long way. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to create enough harmonics that the bass still reads when the deepest frequencies aren't present. That's a big part of making a roller feel club-ready and phone speaker-proof at the same time. What to listen for here is density, not just loudness. The bass should feel thicker and more readable, not fizzy. If the top edge gets harsh, Ease back the drive and clean up one narrow area with EQ8 instead of hollowing out the whole sound. Keep it controlled. If the route is sounding good, consider committing the mid-bass to auto. Freeze and flatten it, or resample it. This is a huge move in DNB because once the part is printed, you can cut it, reverse it, trim it, and shape it like arrangement material instead of endlessly tweaking the patch. A lot of producers get stuck in sound design mode when the better move is to turn the idea into a phrase. That's a big mindset shift here. Build the route, print it, then arrange it. Don't let the patch become the project. Once you've got the audio or the stable MIDI version, place it against the drums and listen to the full loop. This is where the track starts behaving like a real roller. You want the bass to sit under the kick and snare, not compete with them. If the drums are busy, keep the bass more repetitive. If the drums are sparse, the bass can speak a little more. That's the decision point. Repetitive and hypnotic, or a little more evolving and cinematic. A strong arrangement usually starts restrained, then opens up a little later in the phrase. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are tighter and darker, and bars 5 to 8 get a touch more saturated or slightly more open on the filter. You don't need a new sound every 8 bars. Often you just need one small change, like a brief gap before a hit, a pickup note, or a slightly brighter ending to the phrase. That's enough to make the route feel alive. Now check mono. This part matters a lot. Keep the sub mono, and make sure the mid layer still makes sense when summed down. If it falls apart in mono, the route is too dependent on width. Tighten the source, reduce stereo heavy processing, and lean more on filter motion and harmonic edge than on spatial tricks. What to listen for in mono is whether the bass still feels anchored and whether the kick still punches through. If the bass sounds huge in stereo but thin in mono, that's a warning sign. In DNB, mono safe low end isn't optional. It's part of what makes the drop work on club systems, headphones, streams, and everywhere else. After that, spend your time on tiny timing edits. Nudge a bass hit a little earlier if you want more urgency. Pull one back slightly if you want it to sit deeper. Trim note lengths so the snare has room to snap. Sometimes the difference between a decent roller and a killer one is just a few milliseconds and a better relationship to the snare tail. And here's a great coaching reminder. If the bass feels exciting soloed but weak in context, don't automatically make it brighter or louder. Often the real fix is better note placement, cleaner sub discipline, or a more focused filter shape. Make the movement smaller before you make it bigger. That usually solves more problems in DNB than people expect. A few common traps to avoid. Don't make the wobble too wide. Don't let the sub follow the same modulation as the mid. Don't overdo the filter movement on every bar. And don't keep sound designing forever instead of arranging. The best roller routes are usually controlled, repeatable, and just varied enough to stay interesting. If you want a darker, heavier result, treat the wobble like pressure rather than decoration. Let the filter open on transitions, not all the time. Keep the sub disciplined. Use the mid to give the loop its character. If you want more menace, let the mid-bass snarl a little in the low-mid range, but keep it under control so it still feels mixable. So the full process is really this. Write a simple bass idea that serves the drums. Split it into sub and mid. Keep the sub clean and mono. Shape the mid with a filter. Automate the movement rhythmically. Add controlled saturation. Print the part when it works. Then refine the phrasing against the kick and snare. That's the roller tactics approach. By the end, you should hear a bassline that feels rolling, dark, and elastic. The sub is planted. The wobble is audible but disciplined. The snare still cuts through. And the whole thing feels like it belongs in a real DNB drop. Now it's your turn. Build a 4-bar loop using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub mono. Use no more than 2 bass layers, and make the wobble come from filter movement rather than constant note changes. Then print the mid bass. Make one variation on bar 4, and test it with kick and snare in mono. If it still feels like a roller after 8 loops, you're in the zone. Keep going. That's the sound.